your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. Know how hard it is. No doubt. Being a woman, a black woman no at that. Shit. In this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we be ride hard in our city. We don't be knowing the pain we be causing.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all this. I'm just saying
this white man's world.
This song is for y'all. For all those times that I mess up, but we mess up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephew's picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I'll take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my rage and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black, in this white man's world.
And all I heard was,
to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass his casket, gently ask him, is there heaven for G? My homeboy's doing life, his baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. And still thugging in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. Don't look around, but suck, check yourselves. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherly men. We must fight for brotherly truth.
Tell me why you change and choose a new direction. In the blink of an eye, my time of wages made perfection. Cause I think I die, not going far. Why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Tasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but we make it through better times. And this is white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. For a few of you in a few smoke.
Yeah, that was that white man's world on the Machiavelli right here, and you're tuned into the Hall of Slap.
Hall of Slap.
Today we talking about the whole Trayvon Martin case that's going down and all the controversy that's wrapped around that. And so if we already kind of prefaced a little bit about the case.
What happened.
What happened and everything like that. So let's get into the whole law that's kind of keeping him out of jail.
Which is a big thing of the contention.
Which is like a big part of the case. It's kind of called stand your ground. And so this is in Florida, which means that if somebody's attacking you, somebody comes at you, that you have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to do what you have to do to defend yourself. And that's what they are using in this case to keep him free.
Yeah, and Florida has always been a state that's always been really, they like their gun laws. They're a gun-toting state. And they're really big on these types of things. and self-defense, and they're really big on states' rights too, which is another one where they're really into, like, we have the right to do things within our state. And so, yeah, Zimmerman hasn't been charged at all, and it'd be bringing this whole law to light, it seems like. The man that shot Trayvon Martin, his name, Zimmerman. I don't remember.
You know, but I could see how that law alone can cause so much controversy. Like, imagine just out here, anybody can use that. Like, oh, he attacked me, so yeah. I killed him. Where does the line get drawn? Who decides?
It definitely,
nobody was there.
It definitely creates an environment where vigilantism, is a word that's going to come up. It's just like, you don't really want people deciding to shoot each other like that. I mean, that happens on the streets of Oakland every day, and ain't nobody ever said that wasn't a crime. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people can shoot each other because we have a conflict, or you're saying you're protecting yourself, mm-hmm. he came on a block when he wasn't supposed to be here, and you're shooting people, and then you're saying that that's not a crime, you're putting everybody in a position where everybody's going to want to have a pistol. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, if it's like that, then I'm trying to pack now.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen. You get in a parking lot dispute at the mall. Next thing you know, I was defending myself.
I walked up on him about a parking space.
Yeah, I'm like,
and he shot me.
Yeah, and then the law backs him.
Yeah, and it's one of these situations where people really have to stop and look about the results. You know, it's just like you make a law about, like, you want to make sure people can protect themselves. I know for a fact in California, if you fire a firearm in public, like if you discharge a firearm in the streets, whether you shoot somebody or not, that's a crime. That's a crime that will get you into jail. Plaxico Burress shot himself in the leg in a club. Shot himself in the leg in a club and did 2 years. So obviously certain states obviously put it where if you're just shooting that firearm, whether you're doing it to protect yourself, whether you're doing it on accident, whether you're drunk on New Year's Eve, that's a crime.
So wait, in Florida, they're allowed to have concealed weapons?
They are. They can carry. He was legally carrying a firearm that was registered to his name. So it's interesting. Like, there's a lot of stuff playing into this about the rights and wrongs, about the way the police have been handling it. The police chief, who was actually the chief at the time of the shooting, has actually stepped down for a second while somebody else does it, just because he came under heat of how this case has already been handled.
I was going to say, at the time, so within this month.
Yeah, he's not, like, fired or anything like that, but he stepped down to let somebody else take over the investigation.
Hmm.
So people are acknowledging that there's some things that are possibly wrongdoing, mm-hmm. but it's definitely going to come. I think it's going to come a lot to that law, and that law is going to probably be a sticking point in this case somewhere down the line. So for all y'all listening, we're talking about Trayvon Martin, 17-year-old boy in Florida, who was shot down
by a community civilian,
you know what I'm saying?
He's still free, and
who is still walking around on the Stand Your Ground law. We're gonna keep talking about it, y'all, you know what I'm saying? But we got to keep some music playing on the Hall of Slap, because that's what we do here. If y'all want to call in, the number is 415-338-1532. We'd like to hear from people, you know what I'm saying? This is definitely something that, it's a community conversation we need to have as a community. So more people are calling, the better we're gonna be.
Yeah, if you got an opinion, let us know what it is.
And me and Val G just gonna continue to flesh it out. The Hall of Slap, y'all. I'm gonna come in here with an old school one on y'all. It's Black Superman by Above the Law. See how it fits for you.
You heard about what's going on in there? Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is, they got no business negotiating. We're gonna be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Al?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides your average anti-social.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Up in the deuce, he gives me the scoop about the fake ass truths and how niggas out there wanna play. I take another hit of the wet and then I blast away. How far, player? Far enough to go off the edge. I push another nigga off the ledge, so I stumble as I slide to the Chevy. Yeah, my eyes kinda teary and gun kinda heavy. I'm a walking dead man, is what they call me when I'm coming. Got the big ass on my chest, so I'm kinda gunning high. Powered on my way to the west side to check up on some chickens. It's a hell of a drive, so drive on. As I hit my dodo stick to the break of dawn, crime fighting's what I do, and niggas in my crew don't take lightly to you busters. And so we say fuck you, then buck you, tuck you in for the night as you think about the paper at the funeral site. So when I'm hanging with the clique and we in demand, I feel good that the city of angels call me Black Superman.
Black Superman.
touch. I ain't in right now, but Lisa meant to leave. You know, I'm out flopping, tossing, dipping and tripping, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Hutch, man, they just landed your mama house, man. I don't know what they got, cause I'm broke, man. They looking for us, man. Call me over Peach's house, man.
Now, it was once said by an old OG. Always trying to come up, yeah, and that's a G. Cause where I'm from, it's like a curse. Cause see, once in a lifetime, everybody did some dirt. I guess it got to me the same. So at the age of 15, I entered the dope game. I had my game locked up tight. In the day, I went to school, but I clocked all night. And when I went to class, I always fell asleep. But I was out like a motherfucker. If somebody beat, my teacher say, boy, can't they wait? I said, no, I got to put some more icing on my cake. I think I saved about 50 G's. I bought a truck, a house, and a coupe on D's. Moms is tripping, but she really don't know. All I'm thinking is she ain't on the county, don't know. Before my mama fuck with the county again, I'd rather take the risk of doing 5 to 10. I'm not taking a check, I'm straight making a check. So now we deserve to get what we wanna get. I got my mama up out of there, because y'all motherfuckers just don't care. You really wanna know why I so scum? Because my mama to me comes number one. Now you sucker motherfuckers don't understand, but to my mama, I'm a real black Superman.
Y'all listen to KSFS radio at ksfsu.sfsu.edu. I keep meaning ksfs.sfsu.
KSFS.
A lot of K's, S's,
edu. Just say KSFS.
You know, y'all already listening, tell you the truth. Y'all listen to KSFS radio.
So that means you knew the site.
Y'all know what's going on. It's the Trayvon. We having the Trayvon Martin show. We taking a second just to talk about a situation, just the, how violence between, you know, we police in the community, people within the community, different races. This case has a lot of these different things kicking up. We just talked about the law and how that's played into it. A big thing that's definitely come up is the racial component. Obviously, Trayvon was an African-American male. The man Zimmerman, initially, I mean, his last name makes it seem like he's a white dude, but if you know, take a look, I think he's...
He's Peruvian and white.
He's a Peruvian
half
white
and half.
Dude.
I thought he was white at first, yeah, too, until I looked a little bit more into it.
So it does add a little wrinkle to the thing, but there's definitely a racial component. Fox News did this whole bit where Gerardo Rivera came on there, and he had this whole thing about the hoodie. He was saying that Trayvon Martin, who was wearing a black hoodie at the time, that his hoodie was as responsible for his death as the man Zimmerman. Which
what made him suspicious?
Yeah, that he was, that in the first place, why Zimmerman was following him, why Zimmerman was looking at this kid like he was somebody that he had to worry about, where he would think he would get into a confrontation and shoot him. And they're saying, it's bringing up this whole discussion again about clothing and the stereotypes people put upon people when they see these people in certain clothing. And it's kicked up a lot of things. That was one of the biggest ones that got Facebooked up and got picked up, was the Million Hoodie March. And, you know, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade did this thing where they all wear hoodies up on, you know, on TV and stuff like that.
But like we were just talking about before the show, I mean, I'm wearing a hoodie.
It's true. San Francisco State kind of
makes a
fortune slanging gator hoodies.
That's how they make their money at the bookstore, by selling SFSU hoodies.
True enough.
And everybody walks around. What happened in here? The two dudes that was in here before us,
we looked through
at the quadruple play, they both had hoodies.
Hoodied up.
They were sports apparel, but they were
hockey.
Hoodies. So, yeah. I mean...
So yeah,
is it the kind of hoodie, the cut? I mean, I don't know.
He had this whole little bit about, like, if you ever watch those cop shows, you know, where, like, somebody, or the surveillance tape, where somebody runs in and robs a liquor store or runs in and robs something, what are they always wearing? It's the black hoodie.
The black hoodie. Dun, dun, dun.
Do-do-do. Yeah, like, you know, maybe we should have to get a permit to go buy a hoodie now, just to make sure, you know, you're a responsible enough adult.
You got to show an ID.
No criminal background if you have a hoodie. I don't know.
You get put in a database. They bought a black hoodie at this liquor store at this day and time.
They sell them at the liquor store, man.
I mean,
what you want from us? That's why we wear them.
Go to the drive-thru. Give me a little liquor store real quick. Give me a little liquor store. Give me a little hoodie real quick.
So it brings,
I don't know about the drive-thru, though.
The
drive-thru. South City.
Yeah,
great. Got the little drive-thru liquor store. Go
y'all
there.
That's supposed to be a Texas thing. Y'all got a drive-thru liquor store?
You got the drive-thru liquor store. You drive through there, be like, get me one of these. I need one of these. They got a little system.
I could drive
South City, stand up.
A little piece of fact, if y'all didn't know about South City, they have drive-through liquor stores.
Drive-through liquor stores.
Wowzers. So it brings up a whole question of, like, if whether it was his apparel, because, like, maybe they're trying to make the attire be a way to not make it as much of a racial issue. because of whether it was just that he was a black male walking around
kind of take the heat off it and put it on something else.
Transfer it. Like, they obviously try to make it just not just being a black male, but a black male in certain clothing is bringing things upon himself. And it's like the kind of stuff they put on women all the time about the way y'all dress when you go out. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go to the club, if you wear a certain outfit, you take certain attention that comes with it. And I guess the black hoodie is going to fall into that category. If, like, you wear the hoodie, you might have to get shot. I don't know. That's something that's being talked about.
That's something to think about.
We got
to
figure out how much we feel about that. You know, how much we feel like that we are responsible for if we wear something that we should have to deal with these repercussions that society might put upon you. Or if that was even really the valid thing. I mean, plenty of people are confident to say this because he was a black male. This man shot.
Period.
Yeah.
And it stops there.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Something to keep thinking about, you know. We're going to keep it going, Val.
We're going to keep it going. Go on another slap.
What you got on deck?
You know, when we started thinking about music with a message, automatic, of course, I told you I already thought of Pac, but Dead Prez, you know, this came from a different time, a few years back, but this album, I was telling Chino Flacco that I used to work with a lot of nonprofits and stuff back in the day, and this album used to straight be on repeat.
A lot.
Over and over and over. So listen to this album. Almost every single song has a message, but today we're going to play They School.
That's what's up. Let's get free, y'all.
Let's get free.
Man, that school shit is a joke. The same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery. Know what I'm saying?
I went to school with some redneck crackers. Right around the time Third Base dropped the Cactus album, but I was reading Malcolm. I changed my name in 89, cleaning parts of my brain like a baby nine. I took a history class serious, front row, every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling them racist. I tried to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it. I got my diploma from a school called Rickers, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways. The popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons, get your lessons. That's what my mom kept stressing. I tried to pay attention, but their classes weren't interesting. They seemed to only glorify the Europeans, claiming Africans were only three-fifths of human beings.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit.
A 12-step brainwash camp. They make you think if you drop out, you ain't got a chance to advance in life. They try to make you pull your pants up. Students fight the teachers and get took away in handcuffs. And if that wasn't enough, then they expel y'all. Your people's understanding, but to them, you a failure. Observation and participation. My favorite teachers, when they beat us in the head with them books, it don't reach us. Whether you break dance or rock, suede, Adidas, or be in the bathroom with your clique, smoking reefer, then you know they mad class. Ain't important unless you add enough cash and multiples. Unemployment ain't rewarding. They may as well teach us extortion. You either get paid or locked up. The principal is like a warden in a four-year sentence. Mad niggas never finish, but that doesn't mean I couldn't be a doctor or a dentist.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. Bullshit.
That Dead Prez, you know what I'm saying, off that Let's Get Free album. But you tuned into the Hall of Slap over here today at KSFS Radio. We got Val G up in here, Chino Flacco.
Y'all know I'm here.
We doing the Trayvon Martin show, Music with a Message today. But we also got a special guest like we usually do.
Who we got in the house today, Val?
Today we got, you know, Mr. Cali Cash.
Cali Cash?
Cali Cash,
stop
you know
playing.
What I'm saying? Yeah, and if you don't know about him, he's Mr. She Got Cake. And we'll let him get into that and talk a little bit about what he does and who he is. And it's dope because his single right now is featuring E-40, who's just dropped the triple album.
Three albums.
That we were talking about a few shows ago.
Later this afternoon, he will be signing autographs at the Rasputins in Berkeley.
You need to holler at him. Please go cop those albums. Show the Bay Area some
60
support.
60 songs.
60 songs.
Body water.
Yeah. I caught mine. I went to Best Buy yesterday in my pajamas straight out the bed with my coffee from Pete's. Like, I need my three albums. The two dudes behind me had their three albums. We was like, Pete's slapping out the parking lot.
That was a DJ. She got responsibilities.
Good. Yeah, I gotta support. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. Good plug.
It was good. Good plug. You know, so we got Cali Cash coming on and Chino. What's up?
We're going to continue on with this Trayvon Martin show. You know, we gotta, we're trying to flesh this all the way out. We've talked about the law that was in place and maybe the concealed weapons, you know, and the prevalence of guns in our communities in general.
Talked about the hoodies.
We've talked about the stereotypes and the racial component of maybe why Zimmerman was so suspicious of Trayvon Martin in the first place and some of the excuses people or the rationales people have come up with. I think it's kind of time to maybe look at some of the reactions. I mean, the criminal, definitely the fact that he hasn't been charged and what that means, and just in playing with the Oscar Grant thing with how the Mesley thing played out and how long it took for that man to get charged, and the way we look at different victories, because it's a trip. When I was listening to, right when I was driving over here, actually, I was listening to John Burris talk on the radio about this, and he's representing the Martin family, or he's attempting to represent them in the civil suit, and he also represented Oscar Grant's family in their civil suit, and he was Rodney King's lawyer and Tupac's lawyer. He was really big, like, you know, he saw the Oscar Grant thing, obviously, as it wasn't justice, as people would want, and we thought more would happen from it, but just the fact that there was even an indictment and a conviction, which is just something that does not happen in cases where black men are getting killed by agencies such as the police, or, you know, in this situation where a white man, Hispanic white male, you know, somebody non-black male can shoot him and can walk away like that. And, you know, Jesse Jackson was real quick to call it an Emmett Till type situation, you know, where it was basically a hate crime. You can make a decision on your own off of some preconceived thing you have inside your head without anything on beyond it and could shoot somebody down.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And be protected.
And be protected by it. So, I don't know. You know, we got a second. I want to play another song before we get Cali Cash in here, before we start really jumping into the meat and potatoes. But I want to get some people thinking about the reactions. The way we react to these things is the biggest thing that I think takes notice, because in the instant, these things just happen. It's crazy how these things happen. They happen so often that it's just like we go back over and over about how to change those instances. But a big part of it, I think, is just like the cultural thing that we have inside of us, the way we deal with these situations, how we perceive them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading a lot of Facebook stuff. It's a trip. This one's been all over Facebook, and everybody's got a different opinion.
It's been all over. People's been posting all kinds of stuff and links.
And you see what people are thinking when these things happen. And it's kind of interesting. You can tell a lot about where we are as a people, not just like as one race, but as a community, as a society, from the stuff that when we react to tragedy and the way we see things and how people take sides.
That's kind of something that happened to me with the whole Oscar Grant thing. You know, just on Facebook with your group of friends, and then you see how difference of opinion they all have.
Yeah.
You're like, you're all cool, you're all folks, but whoa, you think that, I think this, they think that. And
exactly.
You start to really realize, like, you know, even in just Bay Area, where people are supposed to be so open-minded, and, you know, it's really not.
Yeah, you hear things.
And these things make you really sit back and look at that and be like, whoa, we think, you know, so just imagine how it is in other places. You know, if we think that we're supposed to be the most open-minded, and things get clouded.
We can get to it. There was actually, I seen a Facebook post, or there was actually an article in USA Today about a guy. He was reading some article covering it, talking about the 10,000 hoodie march or whatever that went on yesterday in Florida. And he was a police officer in New Orleans who was actually just gotten off. He was just acquitted, not charges, but an investigation pending that he had shot an African-American male. And I don't know the details of his case necessarily, but he posted this comment on a thread about an article talking about Trayvon Martin about, you know, you dress like a thug, you die like a thug. And he had this all, and he went on and on and on about just how Trayvon Martin got what was coming to him. And that kicked up all kinds of deaths. I mean, he was actually reprimanded right away. I think he's been suspended right away off the strength of that. But it's just
he should be.
Yeah, obviously.
He should be.
It's just ridiculous.
Just out of pocket right there.
But I've also heard on the other side of stuff, I mean, I've been hearing all kinds of stuff. That Plaxico Burress thing I said to you earlier, that comparison I heard from Facebook, from a girl on Facebook. Our friend Ice Life, who was a poet, he's a community activist. He had this whole bit that I think the people haven't really talked about enough, is just that we all become activists. We all get really riled up. We really get involved. We all develop an opinion when a police officer shoots a black male, when somebody who's not black shoots a black male, right? You know what I'm saying? If it's somebody we perceive was white or somebody who's part of the, you know, a different part of the the power structure. But it's just like in Oakland, like 120 black males have been killed already this year, type stuff. A lot of them are black on black crime. You know what I'm saying? These are young males killing young males. And we just don't seem to react the same way to that. That was his big point, was just that we don't treat the tragedies the same, to the point where it's not necessarily the loss of a black man's life that's such a big deal.
It's who's taking it.
It's the racism involved with why it happened. And that's something that I think is interesting, that people we got to stop and think and talk about every once in a while and just really look at what's more important to us. Is it the hate that drives it, or is it the reason, or, you know.
Or what, is it the lost life?
Yeah. What's so wrong? It's tough questions.
Yeah.
We going to jump right into another song, The Hall of Slap. I'm thinking, because we was talking about 40 Water, I'm going to go to a 40 Water song off of the Revenue Retrieving album, Born in the Struggle.
So then the question becomes, how do we try to educate and teach and exemplify in our own lives as older folk to young folk? There's other ways of dealing with this. Then there's a large issue of crime. How do we go about fighting crime?
Mandatory sentences, differential treatment for poor and rich, end up with prison, disproportionate black, brown, working class poor brother.
I had to hand wash my clothes. Didn't have a washing machine or a dryer. Ugh. Mama used to have to hang her period panties out on a clothesline wire. Ugh. The vacuum broke. Used the broom. We got company coming over this afternoon. You know our family like to gossip. Clean up your room. Throw everything in the closet.
I like to talk to the old schoolers, OG players. Cause they was my age, I ain't never been there. I count on them for guidance, leadership and advice. Cause everything I'm going through, they done been through twice. Or three or four times, five, six, seven, eight. We can learn from their mistakes before it's too late. Communication is everything, conversations abandoned. People die every day because of misunderstanding. The highs and lows, the ups and downs. Pissy sidewalks, human shit on the ground. The ins and outs, whys and won'ts. History repeats itself, opportunities don't. Sad, true story, unintentionally, not on purpose. Only time I see my family's at a funeral service. Her stomach keep hurting, but she didn't bother. Cause you and I both know that black folk don't like to go to the doctor. One thing about us, man, we creative. And at the end of the day, we all related. Through the slaves and the Indians and natives. They brought us here on a boat, whipped us and raped us. Scraps from a pig they gave us so we could pork chops, chitlins, ribs and bacon. Fucked around and got addicted to swine, which wasn't supposed to be. Now we love it in our mind, it's a delicacy.
I was born in the struggle.
I had to walk. We had renters in the furniture. Yours was bought, paid for. Your parents had more. You had a bed to yourself. I had to share mine with four. Sometimes I slept on the floor. That's probably why to this day, sometimes my back be sore. Hard time. We was borderline poor. Far from being the richest. If we didn't do our chores, we would get beat with switches. Born in the struggle where we all want a bubble. Where it's hard to do good, but easy to get in trouble. Can't be soft as table butter, can't be no punk. And every neighborhood be having their own internal funk. Boarded up houses, unsafe sex. Teenager at the bus stop, smoking meth. Good girl gone bad, weak-minded without a doubt. Her parents didn't find out until her teeth fell out. Oil stains in the driveway, church on Sunday. Every time I go, seem like the preacher teaching to me. Pointing at me, looking at me. Heaven or hell, man, which one is gonna be?
Ooh. I was born in the struggle.
I was born in the struggle.
Supposed to be. Nah, nah,
nah, nah.
This ain't how it was meant to be.
This ain't how it was meant to be, man.
Turn around, look at your neighbor, ask somebody.
How cold is it?
It's cold, cold, cold out here.
And what you talking about?
And I'm not talking about the weather.
Say it one more time,
I
bro.
Say it's cold.
Struggle
in the struggle.
Ooh,
come out of mass media influence and so forth, you see? So by the time a young person's 6 years old, how many commercials have they seen? How many killings have they seen? They're exposed to a very violent society.
Pants, yeah, it's finna blow. Calling all girls, calling all strippers. Hope you like rain, cause tonight I'll be your tipper. Sexy like Megan, cake like China. Niggas stand in line like the Waffle House diner. Where she at? 100 racks. Every minute she be picking up a stack. Let it go, mommy go. We made niggas, we got money just to blow. Man, I'm staring at her hips, watching that switch. Mac on the lips, Chanel 5 is the miss. Gucci on the arm, she a dime, that's a fact. Got the whole club stunned that the cake's so fat.
Thick hips, thick thighs, got a booty like Minaj. She got a cake on her, she got a cake on her. Red bone, 5'5", slim waist, cute face. She got a cake on her, she got a cake on her. 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 She got
K. Painfully shy. She used to be bashful till she gave it a try. Ass like an apple, big booty and thighs. Nipples and breasts. I asked her where she from and she told me the west. God's greatest invention. The center of attention, trying to pay her tuition. Asking for an extension. Once she gets started, little mama can't stop. She on her eighth shot of coconut syrup.
Got a booty like Minaj, she got a cake on her, she got a cake on her. Red bone, 5'5", slim waist, cute face. She got a cake on her, she got a cake on her. She got a cake on her. She got a cake on her. She got a cake on her.
Yeah, you are tuned into the Hall of Slap. Hall of Slap over here on KSFS Radio.
San Francisco.
And you know how we do? We got somebody very special on the line, you know what I'm saying, that's doing it, making major waves over here in the Bay Area. Cali Cash, can you say what's up?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Big Boy Fresh, Cali Cash. What it do?
Yeah, we thank you for coming on to the show, you know what I'm saying? We just wanted to talk to you about a few things. I mean, so first of all, tell the people who you are, what you do, and what you know, what you're active in right now.
Man, I'm the flyest big dude on 2 feet, man. You know how I do, man. I got the She Got Cake going. I got the new joint with Waka Fish to come up soon, but right now we running the She Got Cake far as it can go.
So you got a new song coming out with Waka also?
Yeah, it's called Drop It On Me. The video will be done next week.
Ooh, so I'm juiced about that one, you know what I'm saying? So you've been pushing that She Got Cake right now, and it's getting major play. You got radio spins. The clubs are dropping it every single night, prime time, you know, I'm feeling that, you know what I'm saying? And then I also was looking on your site. You got a couple mixtapes coming out right now or dropped out?
Yeah, I got one with DJ Fresh coming out with Kafani. We got one coming out, and I got Cash Steel Rules 2 coming out again.
Oh, so you got the Volume 2s coming out, because I know you got two different mixtapes, both Volume 1s?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and one of them is hosted by Rick Lee.
Yeah.
I was beating that one out on the way here this morning. I was feeling that one. It was going.
Right.
Yeah, so...
And I got one with My Emotion coming up, too, and Big Vine, so we getting it in.
Oh, that's what's up. You need to holler at Val G next. DJ Val G over here.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Got to give you the exclusive. We got it.
Yeah, that's what's up, you know? And when your new song, the one with Waka, comes out, definitely hit us up. We'll throw it on here. We'll play that on the air over here for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Y'all got that.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody, you got to go, definitely go iTunes, download She Got Cake, for real, because it's slapping, and... Cali, where can people hit you up? Where can people go find you, find you online and stuff like that?
I'm on Twitter all day, CaliCash1. You get me on Facebook. You can hit my website, CaliCash.com.
Okay.
You know.
So you're on there, so Google you. Google Cali Cash and he'll pop up.
Oh yeah, you could do that. I'm somebody now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I thank you. Thank you for calling into the show. We definitely been slapping you out throughout the season, and we're gonna definitely play some more. So when you got that new track with Walker, send it our way, and we got you. And have a good day. Thank you for calling into the Hall of Slap. But but who you on the line with? Who you tuned into today?
I'm tuned in to you guys right now.
Yeah, this is the Hall of Slap right here.
Yeah, Hall of Slap right now. DJ Val G all day.
That's what's up. Chino Flacco, we're going to get right back into this. We got that Trayvon Martin show going on today on the Hall of Slap over here at KSFS Radio.
That's what's up. We're about to break it in. Cali Cash, thank you for coming, play.
Thank you for all calling
right,
in. We appreciate you.
That's what's up. Y'all just heard Cali Cash live on the Hall of Slap.
Oh, got
apparently
the dial
just
tone.
He is checked out.
We got that.
You know what I'm
saying? That was Cali Cash. You know, he's got that new single he's pushing over there with She Got Cake with E-40. And
slap. Y'all heard it.
It's slap. We were just playing that. But we're going to get right back into the show and the theme of what we're doing.
Throw a little mix in there just to change up the tempo for a second.
I mean, it was music with a message still. She got cake.
She does have cake.
She got cake. It's still important.
The message can be whatever the message is. It has to get expressed.
Still a message.
Yes, ma'am. All right, we're going to keep it up with the music. You know what I'm saying? I need a second to collect my thoughts after the interview. I need to re-get my head where we were.
Wait a minute. Let's get right back into what we was talking about.
I'm going to go with a Bay one, though, just because we're talking about Bay Cass. I'm going to go with a PSD classic, Keek the Sneak, Messy Marv. The burdens of his youth.
Of his dreams, broken by the burden, broken by the burden of his youth.
Brothers that hustle stuck on the block like glue. Mothers that fuss at brothers that's not gon' do. Do what the fuck he wanna, he not like you. Not like who. Tryna be like Mike, why not like me? I got that white type, I got that G. My nigga alive while he pop like me. Like yeah. In it for money, motherfucker, I get dough. Run it the mall, spend it all and get more. 100% profit, it's all on the whole. But still, I don't know. Say what you talking about? Yeah, look. I say one time for the morning,
one time.
Two for the afternoon, three when I see the sun high. When I greet the moon. Who that motherfucker say I ain't bad? I'm a giant, you a midget, can you dig it like Shag? I'm a player on some pimp shit, I gave you a pass. Overdose of that respect, you owe me that. I turned water into wine and made him from hell. Handcuffed lightning and threw Dunny in jail. Got 100 out that woman and never fun to tell. Look around and you never get well.
Out of the fish, fish. Rep the west and the north, but I'm from the east.
To what?
Oakland, yeah, that's right. Lock it up and figure out I'm at the light. I'm in a 7-1 cut, throwing up all night. He wasn't raised like that.
What?
Boy, I tell you, cut. I'm screaming, yeah, for the Chris side. MD, the fella goes wherever we gon' ride.
Yeah, so next we got for you the Sidewalk Memorial. This is the last track off of the triple album that E-40 just dropped yesterday. So it kind of closes up, brings the whole triple album together. It's deep. It's music with a message.
Listen to
kind of what we're doing. So
message.
Music with a message.
You know, times is hard right now, man. Every time I look around, somebody on the ground. Somebody done got plowed down. Somebody done got cut away, man. Somebody done got... Man, they doing them dirty now, man. You understand me? Look, man.
Every time I look around, it's editorial. Every reason of the sidewalk memorial. another sidewalk memorial. Another sidewalk memorial. Every time I look around, candlelight is the paperweed's another sidewalk memorial. This the sidewalk memorial. This is the sidewalk, my mind.
The highs and lows, the ups and downs of life. Funeral homes and grave sites. Bloody white sheets in the middle of the street. Shot the wrong person, now the killer can't sleep. Gave it to him with the drum right in front of his son. Shot him in the head, face, chest, neck, and lungs. You never really know when your time is up. That's why we always gotta stay prayed up. When I see a bum, I put some money in his cup. Even though the bum probably richer than my butt. That's good karma, generous and nice. Little things like that can change your life. Never lose hope, man, keep the faith. Good things come to those who wait. Let it all out, man, shed a tear. Spark one, man, pour out some beer.
Every time I look around, it's editorial. The reason of the sidewalk memorial. Another sidewalk memorial. Another sidewalk memorial. Every time I look around, candlelight this your paperweed's another sidewalk memorial. This the sidewalk memorial. This is the sidewalk memorial.
It's a new era like the hat, please believe. People doing things that you wouldn't believe. They try to blame it on rap, they say that we mislead. The reason why the kids do pills and weed. Overdose, faint, pass out and die. Then the parents want to cry and ask questions why. Why come I couldn't see it coming, I am such a loser. I never go in their room or check their computer. Tricking their parents like Ferris Bueller. Cutting class, skipping school and their tutor. Fuck college. Man, I'm rapping. I ain't playing sports. Man, I'm trapping. Street knowledge. Bitch, I'm macking. Deep pockets. Oh, I'm stacking. As the world turns the days of our lives, the bold and beautiful, the young and the rest is dropping like flies.
Every time I look around, it's editorial. The reason of the sidewalk memorial. Another sidewalk memorial. Another sidewalk memorial. Every time I look around, candlelight is the break. The reason of the sidewalk memorial.
That's that GQ sample. That's from I Do Love You or whatever.
Whatever it was. Slap, though. That one goes.
Yeah, I like that.
That album goes. I'm telling you.
Fody be doing it, man. You can't make 60 songs without at least 15 of them slapping. All right, yeah, we wrapping up this Trayvon Martin.
At least 15.
At least 15. I mean, that's the way it goes. It's just
that
good
is
math.
The way it goes. You know, it's the ratio here.
We finishing up the Trayvon Martin show. It's been one of those years. It's been a long year. We had Maul when he was on here talking about, you know, how he did that, the Kenneth Hardin. The show for them, you know, the vigil show that they did for Kenneth Hardin, who was also shot in Hunters Point. We've had three of these shootings in San Francisco recently, by police. And the Trayvon Martin one, it's different, but it's all the same in the sense that it's young black men who are being shot down, young people of color getting constantly shot down, whether it be by the police or by people who want to be police, apparently, as Crime Stoppers.
Community Watch, I guess.
Right.
I always thought they were the good guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, what are you protecting? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's like, what are you? You're protecting somebody's toaster and you put down a life type stuff.
Yeah.
And it's something where we got to stop. We got to really stop and take a deep breath and really remember. Just think about how much we really are willing to let go and how big of a deal this stuff really is to us. You know, I'm not here to tell anybody what they should or shouldn't be thinking. I don't think Val G is either. But we are in a position where I just want to get people to stop and just take a second. What does it mean? I mean, I bet you all of y'all had an RIP t-shirt from somebody who got popped. And I don't know the causes of it, but it's just like, it ain't right never each time, it seems like, you know. It's just, it's one of these things that we see too much. And we got to try and figure it out, you know. Whether it be through the music or through radio shows like this or Facebook or whatever we finna do, we need to keep on talking about it till we get a little closer to figuring some of this out, you know. And when you stop
it, will it ever get figured out?
Will it ever?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing new,
mm-hmm.
But it don't make it right. So, you know, we got to stop and just really take a look at ourselves every once in a while and fix some of that stuff out. I hope this Trayvon Martin show got us through it a little bit. You know, so we tried to do something different with the Hall of Slap today. Hope we, you know, if nothing else, gave somebody some little extra information, gave you something to chew on. Val, you got something really important going on right now, right?
Well, this Saturday night, you know, if you're free or if you can just, you know, help me spread the word, we're doing a benefit for one of my really good friends, his daughter, Juliana. It's called Juliana's Journey. You could go ahead and Google that or just go to julianasjourney.com. A little bit of the background is she just passed away recently, 2 years old, of a rare form of cancer called neuroblastoma. We're trying to raise awareness for that. And that night, 100% of the door money, 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the family. They're severely in debt and they're trying to build a foundation now to start building awareness. So, you know, we're trying to help them. So I've got a couple artists coming out. I've got Raven Justice that we had on the show a few weeks ago. He's going to be singing. I got D. Wills coming out. He's going to come out and do a couple songs off his new album. So that should be good. And I got probably about 10 of the hottest promoters in SF on the team. We've got Chewy Gomez on the team. We've got Fresh Apparel from, you know, the clothing store. They're on the team.
Everybody.
You know, me, we've got the Coalition DJs, Bum Squad DJs. We've got the NorCal DJs. Everybody's pushing it. So if you can just Google Juliana's Journey, go to my website, djvalg.com, hit my Facebook, hit my Twitter, spread that, share it. There. Spread that link.
But, where's it going to be at again?
It's going to be at Rendezvous in SF on Van Ness. Rendezvous. Yeah.
So up on the Mission?
No, that's kind of by like Broadway, you know, okay. Kind of by the Guitar Center.
Okay. There you go. Upper
House Venice. Of Prime Rib.
Near the House of Prime Rib.
Like right on the same block.
Have dinner at the House of Prime Rib.
Yeah. And then come over to Rendezvous and support a good cause and listen to some good music and get your party on.
Tell everybody up in the restaurant to come through too, man. Yo.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, it's Tuesday. So you tuned into the Hall of Slap. It was Chino Flacco, Val G up in here.
You know how we do every week.
We do it every week. Every single week we slap out. So thank you for tuning in with us. And
until next week, man, keep it with the peace, love, and slap.